Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Welcome to our show, Max Greiner. Question, your art is exhibited around the world, 50 states and 65 countries. That's quite a deal.
By the grace of God, yes, sir. And that's not why we got this show to talk about my art. We got the show to talk about what God is doing with art in a garden up in Kerrville. And yes, sir, I'm an artist, but he made me an evangelist. And I've got a wife that
he made
loves
you a talking
and
artist.
And as you'll notice, if you listen to our shows, I'm real shy.
Yeah,
also,
like
and,
me.
That's right. So we're willing to talk about God, and he put me into the art business and changed my work from, you know, wildlife and Western and nature things. And then God kind of drafted me into doing his work. And we've been doing it ever since 1989, I guess.
I was wondering if you remember that.
1986 is when he gave me the idea, but I didn't obey him until 89.
Well, every week we have the miracle of the week, Max. Now, what is our miracle of the week?
Okay, well, let me go back from history a little bit. You know, the Coming King sculpture is up there at the garden, and it's a big 18-foot-tall sculpture, life-size of Jesus Christ on the white horse, coming in glory, from Revelation 19:11. And while that piece was so big, I had to go up to my foundry in Lander, Wyoming, Eagle Bronze, in Lander, Wyoming, a long way from Texas, but God said, go use this foundry. So that's what I was doing. It's owned by Monty and Beverly Paddleford, good Christian friends. But anyways, I'm working on this big sculpture up there because it's too big to transport back and forth from Texas to Wyoming. So I literally lived up there. And during this time up there, I got a toothache. And I went, dang, I don't need a toothache up here in Wyoming because my dentist is way back in Texas. And I said, well, okay, Lord, you got to heal me because I can't work with this toothache. And so I said, I'll give you, I think it was, a day or so. And so I gave him a whole day and prayed, nothing. didn't get better at all. So I remember going into the foundry, and I talked to the Paddleford, his two beautiful daughters there. I think Heather and Andrea were there. And I said, hey, do y'all know a dentist? And they said, well, yeah, our dentist, but I think he's on vacation. I said, you know anybody else? And they gave me a name of a dentist in Lander. So I go into, they set me up an appointment. I go in there, and there's this dentist. He sits me down in the chair. He looks in my mouth about 20 seconds. He takes his little tweezers, and he pulls a peanut hole out of between my gum and my tooth. And he said, that's it. And I said, that's it? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what was it? It was just a peanut hole. And I said, that was my toothache, all that pain? And he said, yeah, that's it. You're well. And I said, well, thank you. And I started.
It was a miracle.
Yeah, but here's not the best part. Okay, I thanked him, and, you know, and I didn't know what the bill was going to be, but he said, do you have a few minutes just to talk to me? And he sat down in his chair. Now, how many times have you been to a doctor, a dentist, or a lawyer that they just want to chit-chat?
No.
You know, it doesn't happen. You know, they bill you. And but he said, can I just talk to you?
Yeah. Is this costing me?
Yeah, and he said, well, I hear you're an artist, and you're out there at that. You're telling me about that, and I told him. And I told him about the coming king, and then I said, you know, I always am witnessing people because I didn't know if he was saved. And I said, well, you know Jesus. And he said, oh, yeah. So I just kept talking, and I was telling him stories, but I told him about the glory dust that looks like glitter was forming on me while I was doing that sculpture. And then when people would come around me at the foot of the sculpture, it would cover them too. And I'm telling him all this stuff, and this scientific man of science, he looks at me and he rolls his eyes. And I said, yeah, it's real. As a matter of fact, if you take off your gloves and you look at your hands under the light, God will probably cover you with the glory. And this man took off his gloves, rubber gloves, and he put them under his big strong light, and he was covered with thousands of particles of this Shekinah glory dust that I'd been witnessing about. And it just completely floored him. And I said, let me give you some of my audio tapes. Those tapes back then, and you can learn more about them. But isn't it fascinating since you know science? He said, yeah. So anyway, so I left, and I left and got back to the foundry, and I told him what happened, and the girls all started laughing. And I said, why are y'all laughing? And they said, he's Mormon. You just witnessed to a Mormon about the miracle work in Jesus. And so I thought that was pretty cool in Wyoming that I was able. And God didn't let me know he wasn't a Christian. So yeah, I just did my normal thing. And
it worked.
And it worked. Amen.
Well, Max, we've got Monty Paddleford back, which is your friend. Why don't you introduce him once again?
Yeah,
and let
Monty,
folks know who he is.
Monty is a longtime great friend, Monty and Beverly, since 1990. And God used them to cast my first big sculpture monument, Divine Servant, and then the subsequent sculptures, Christian sculptures that I've done, the Great Commission, Fisherman, and they did the big cross, and they did the Coming King, as I just mentioned. But they're incredible foundry, incredible people. They got an incredible family. God's the center of their family and their business. And, of course, that means they got warfare that happens all the time, 24-7 over there with the Paddlefords in Wyoming. But Monty is a man of God, and I wanted him on the show because the garden would not exist today if it wasn't for Monty and Beverly Paddleford.
Because he's the one that did...
He cast all the bronzes.
77.7-foot
yes,
cross.
He also made the big cross, in addition to the other big sculptures right. You see there. So we got him on the show. He's in Lander, Wyoming, and he's in the snow, but he can still talk. So, Monty, are you there?
You betcha. We're just shoveling snow, but we're doing fine.
Okay.
Monty, well, tell me, what is the eagle bronze? What is that?
Well, eagle bronze, it takes me back a while to... Roy, the name of the foundry really came when we had decided we were going to do Eagle Bronze. Bev and I were praying, and the Lord gave us the scripture of Isaiah 40:31, which at that time we did not know that scripture. And, I mean, it didn't stand out. And so we went to that, but we felt like that was the scripture that the Lord was going to wanted us to use to name the foundry with it, which we did. And so that's the Eagle Bronze, or the name Eagle Bronze, came from the scripture of Isaiah 40:31. And it's interesting the number of times through the years now since we have been here that we have hearkened back to that. And much of our journeys, both the mountaintops and the valleys, have taken us back to that very scripture.
Monty, God called you to cast Max's big bronze. Why do you think that is?
You know, I feel very fortunate to do that. And as I had shared earlier, the years before when we were with Alcoa, I had received a word from them that I felt like the Lord was saying that we would be involved in casting art. This is before we actually were even going to do the foundry, but also that the Lord was going to use the arts to draw people to him. And when Max came to us, I believe that the Lord was sending him to us so that we could meet a need for Max, certainly, but from our perspective especially, it was a confirmation of a word spoken a number of years before, the speaking of that word and then his fulfillment with Max coming to us, you know, was a way of just showing God's realness in our lives. And I believe that in today's society, we are so caught up and so distracted that knowing that he is real, he's just not in pages in a book, but he is real, wants to have a relationship with us. For us, it was in a very physical way showing that. And then, of course, once meeting Max and our journey began together, you know, we want to share God's word and his desire to love us and care for us, and that comes out through Max's work. And so it just seemed to flow together after that.
You know, there's a question. A lot of people would think maybe you're crazy, but you donated, along with Max and Sherry, this 77-foot cross. Why did you do that? I mean, that's got to be. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have talked to you and mentioned to you and discussed that with you. Why did you do that?
You know, it's a humbling thing to get to be a part of something that is so profound as that. I've shared with a number of people through the years, especially young people. As a technical person, as an engineer, in my lifetime, I would be fortunate, I think, many times to get the impact at maybe a few hundred people in their lives. But one of the things that I believe that the Lord has shown me is that the giftings that he has given to people such as Max, this artistic gifting, because of how the arts and how that can so impact us visually and then emotionally, and out of the emotional side of it, allowing God to come in and minister to us, you know, while I might impact a few hundred people, people such as Max, who God has given this gift to, can impact generations. And so through the cross, part of it was an opportunity to try to contribute in a way that was beyond ourselves. But this cross, the design of it, is so iconic. And, you know, and it deals with the universe. It's the universal symbol of what Christ did for us. And so to get to be in a tiny little way a part of sharing that message that will live far beyond my lifetime, it was a very humbling experience to be on that journey with Max and Sherry.
Well, are you glad you did?
Oh, by all means. You know, there was one Max can maybe relate a story, but we had done a smaller version of that cross that was installed in Texas, and again, just God showing himself to be real to us. So we're transporting this other cross down to its location, and the cross is oversized. It was overheight, which means in transporting it, we have to have permits that allow us to continue along a route that we do not, that we can clear all of the obstructions that would be there. So our driver, who was transporting it, was headed down there, and he took a wrong turn, which took him into a different part of the interstate than he was supposed to be. And this was right near where we were going to exit to take it to its final location. In doing so, I'm following him at this point, and there's an overpass, that he has to go over the cross, that the cross was actually 6 inches too high to clear that, based on what was placarded on the overpass, and what we knew the height of the cross to be because of the permit we had created. And I was just waiting for him to hit that. I was trying to flag him down to stopping, and we're running along at 65 miles an hour in North Texas there. And I was ready for it when he came up on this overpass. I thought, oh, great. You know, I didn't know what damage it was going to do. He went under that. We continued on. I didn't know how that happened. And when we got to the final location, which was just a few miles from there, we pulled in there. We found out that the tires had deflated on the trailer. Yeah. And that allowed, it was enough to allow him to clear that overpass. The point being is yet for me, God's showing his realness of what he's doing with us in our lives, and just something very physical in that way to do that. It was just taken back by the miracles that he has done constantly. They seem to float around the grinders, the miracles, that is.
Well, real quickly here, Monty, let me ask you. So you believe in modern-day miracles?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. We see that in a very practical and physical sense, but yes, very much that they are existing, not only with what has gone on with the garden, but in our own lives around here. And I would just say in my earlier years, my walk with the Lord, things that I gave off to happenstance were really God's hand moving. and I just did not recognize it as such. And he has been very diligent to allow me in later years to see just how his hand does move in our lives. So, yes, I very much believe miracles are for today and everyday living.
Right. Monty Paddleford, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. We're going to have you back another time next week. Talk a little more about your involvement with the Cross in Kerrville. We thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Max, what a great testimony there. What a great partner. What a great friend to be able to work with someone like this.
And it's the truth. He's not making that up.
He's not making
that up. God really
made
those flat tires go on that trailer, and it made it under that overpass instead of having a big wreck on the highway.
So that was your first miracle with the cross.
With the cross, yes, sir, it was.
Well, you know, people are listening right now. We want to let them know how they can get in touch with the cross, because that's real important. It's real simple. We've got a great website. And Max, talk a little bit about our website, and when people go to it, what can they expect?
Yeah, there's a couple of websites you can do. You can do thecrossatkerrville.org, www.thecrossatkerrville.org, or www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. And you can go to either one of those, and just more information, and you can find us. But you can also find God going to that website, or you can come to the garden and find him up on the mountain.
Because this whole thing, our broadcast, everything we talk about and everything is designed for one thing, to get people to come to that cross, because you and I both know when they come to that cross, it doesn't make any difference what denomination, because remember, the cross is not denominational.
Right, in the garden.
When the garden is, when they come to that place, there's something special. The Holy Spirit is there, and good things will happen if you
Amen.
Come.
Amen. And about half of the people don't know God. We've done some surveys, and half of them don't know
if they
do
when they leave there.
Yeah, they don't know if they're going to be in heaven if they died the next day. And after they go to that garden, a lot of them give their hearts to him right there on the spot.
Website, real quick.
Again. www.thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Thank you for visiting with us. Max, thanks for being with us. And Sherry, and we'll be back next week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor comments.
Hi, I'm back again with you for some more quotes. And let me see. This first one is from Dodi Lilha from Liberty, Texas. And she says, "Never have I experienced a more moving and memorial birthday. Turning 75 has been a total joy, thanks to my family, friends, and the Cumming King Foundation for treating me like royalty. Also, a first for me was being presented with 7 beautiful long-stem red roses. I half expected to look down at my feet and find glass slippers. Carl Jack, the tour guide chaplain on that day, gave a warm welcome and a fabulous quick overview of the history of the empty cross, and presented each one of us with a packet of information containing the CD, which explains everything more completely, and then we began our stroll through the garden. As we neared the Fisher of Man sculpture, God blessed us with sunshine on our faces and diminishing winds so that we could walk, read, question, ponder, marvel, and pray in comfort. As we concluded our day, we gathered back at our starting place. Chaplain David James led us in prayer. Just as he concluded, I mentioned to him that one of our group, who recently suffered a great loss in her family, had just joined us and missed out on the prayer. Without hesitation and with great ease, he asked us to lay hands upon her, circle her with love. It was very moving then and now. She told me later that she never felt more loved than in that moment. It was something that she would never forget. As for me, I can assure you that as long as my mind and memory cooperate, I will never forget this birthday celebration. And I am eternally grateful to Max Greiner, the Foundation, Lueta, Nancy, Carl, and David for their help in making it happen. And most of all, I am grateful to God for blessing me every day of my life." And the next one comes from Jimmy and Rebecca Richmond in San Bonito, Texas. They say, "Awesome power of our coming King. This is the most beautiful place in the world. Thank you so much." And that's all I have time for today, but tune in next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely pray that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory
and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.